Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Nun Gimel, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin and Madala for the Mishnah. Ha'isus Adeu Zuhua B'Tzalim, Ubikesh Lita B'Seicha Shuois Shal Diluim, Ubishmol Eime Oike Shtei Shuois V'Noitea Shua Achas, Ubineach Kamath B'Tzalim V'Koim B'Mokim Shtei Shuois V'Oike Shtei Shuois V'Noitea Shua Achas. The Mishnah says if a person's field was planted with onions and he wants to plant their rows of gourds, Ubishmol says he should uproot two rows of onions, which is a total width of 8 amas, and then plant 1 4-amma row of gourds inside the middle of the cleared space, then leave 2 rows of onions standing, and again uproot 2 rows of onions and plant a row of gourds in the cleared space. Rekiva says he should uproot 2 rows of onions and plant 2 rows of gourds in their place, then he leaves 2 rows of onions standing, and then uproots 2 rows and plants 2 rows of gourds in their place. Chacham say if there aren't 12 amas between one row and the next, he may not retain the onions in between them. And the Gemara says, Kahana ama divrei Bishmol pa'amim sheshesrei pa'amim shtemesrei pa'amim shmoina. Kahana says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the empty space one must leave between the rows of gourds is sometimes 16 amos, sometimes 12 amos, and sometimes 8 amos. B'shashu noisen kol ha'avoda mibifnim, 16. Miksasa bifnim, miksasa b'chutz, 12. Kol mibichutz, 8. If all of the work access area is made towards the inside of the field, 16 amos are required. If it's partially towards the inside and partially towards the outside, 12 amos are required. If all of it's towards the outside, then 8 amos are required. Shmuel Amar La'olam 12, but Shmuel says in all cases 12 amos are required.